Welcome to Blind Bargain's audio coverage of CSUN 2012. Brought to you by...
Are you willing to share your skills and knowledge of the workplace as a person who is blind or visually impaired? Become an AFB Career Connect mentor and help job seekers find their path to success. Sign up today at www.careerconnect.org.
Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We are here at CSUN 2012 with A.O. Benchchuk. Did I say that right? Close enough. All right. Business development for Looktel. And Looktel is showing a new app here at CSUN, a object recognizer, which some of you may have heard about, available now for the for iOS. So welcome to Blind Bargains. And why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about the app.
Sure. So Recognizer essentially allows users to recognize, you know, virtually any objects. It does have to be trained in the database, but it's a simple process. You point the phone at the item, double tap the screen, and it snaps a picture. Then you just record the item with your voice. So, you know, 10 seconds. Once that's there, then you just point the phone at the object and it will always recognize that.
So is that in real time, such as how the money reader works?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything we do is going to be, you know, will always be real time.
So you have some things here.
Yes.
Can I try it? Or?
Sure. Okay. Here's a box.
All right, I'm going to set this box right here.
Here's the phone.
Is it the app on right now?
But you just moved it over to the data section, so let's... There you go.
Okay, so I just hold it above...
Yeah.
Goldfish crackers.
So that's a recording, a voice recording that you made?
Yeah, so I added that item, just recorded it with my voice.
Now, what if I... Does it have to be that side, or it's not going to recognize it now, is it?
Just, so goldfish crackers.
This one, I did both sides, so that did work. So if you flip the box over on that one, it'll work on the other side. If you photograph both sides, it will work on both sides. If you photograph just the front, it will only work on the front.
You can attach more than one photo to a tag then? Is that how that works?
Or right now, we create individual objects for each photo.
Okay.
The ability to create or to add more than one photo to an object is something we're considering. It's something the community's...
Now, can I have it here? Can I turn the box around sideways?
Or? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's just like Money Reader. It doesn't matter what...
Orientation is.
Orientation.
As long, I mean, it's just the side, whatever is visible.
Right.
That works out. So... What was the process behind the decision to have people develop their own database instead of it shipping with one?
That's a good question. There's so many products out there, we couldn't even begin to, you know, create a database that's going to serve purpose for everyone, especially because groceries are so relevant to your specific location. You know, milk, eggs,
right.
Frozen foods.
And that would slow down the program too much and have millions of them in a database.
A lot of those types of foods are very different, you know, in Kentucky than they are in Los Angeles.
Sure.
And so forth. So the concept is allow users to create their own databases and then build a sharing functionality where users can share and trade databases.
How is that done?
Right now, you go into data and then you click share items and then you just email it to the person. When the person gets the email, they can... click the attachment through their iPhone and it automatically imports into Recognizer. And we're going to expand that functionality so that there'll be a central repository with maybe some sort of rating system so that the best database kind of sift up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So you could buy Recognizer, then instantly go to this repository, bring in some of the best databases that are relevant to you. And we're, you know, kind of leaving that to the community to create what works and what doesn't.
How do you ensure that a person that is adding items and, you know, doing their own pictures or whatever, how do you ensure if they're sharing those that these pictures are somewhat accurate, that they didn't just get a picture of the wall and call it a table?
Well, you know, first of all, for training, we recommend that...
Just any product.
We recommend that users have sighted assistance.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of the image is really relevant to how well the app performs.
Okay.
But... We do have users training their items themselves and seeing great success with that. So, you know, I'd recommend kind of playing with it and finding ways. But to answer your question, we want to build in some sort of rating system into the repository so that people can kind of rate the databases. So the really good ones are going to get a lot of really good ratings, and they'll naturally kind of rise to the top, whereas the ones that aren't working too well will naturally fall to the bottom.
Okay.
So people will, you know, kind of be able to see what's working and what's not.
Okay. And as an example, I believe there was a user who created a database of some of the cosmetics here at the hotel and was starting to share that around the conference to other people.
It's funny. Yeah, I was here a couple hours ago when Jeremy, a colleague of ours, just trained the shampoo, conditioner, and body wash right here at the stand for him. Emailed him the database, or sorry, he actually trained on the user's phone, and then he started emailing the database.
Tweeted it out, or whoever emailed it, or he'll email it to whoever wants it.
That's funny that that's come around so quickly.
Oh yeah,
but that's exactly the concept. I mean, it's something as simple as that. It's CSUN, the shampoo and conditioner bottles in the shower at the Hyatt that everyone's staying at. Now people have that database. They can identify which one's which.
So you could, I mean, you could roll your own Looktel. Obviously you wouldn't, because you're paying the same price and you already have the money reader. But I mean, you essentially could. I could make the object recognizer and do it with Monopoly money or something if I wanted to.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely.
There's all sorts of different
So people have been getting very creative with what they're using. One user went to the mall with her husband, and he trained every single store in the mall.
How long did that take?
Wow.
And then she went to the mall after, and she was just holding the phone off to the side as she walked, and it was recognizing every store. She emailed us and told us that she found three stores that she didn't even know were in that mall, and she was really excited about it. So it's really cool to hear stories and how people are getting creative with the uses here.
And how much is the app?
It's $9.99, same as the money reader.
And that's available now?
Available now. We just launched it.
Okay. As far as the money reader, what has changed since last year? You've added some new features?
Yeah, we've added some international currencies, so it's beyond U.S., it's the British pound, euro, Australian dollar, Canadian dollar, and we've made a few improvements in the technology. I'm sure a few of your listeners will remember the 2.0 release that slowed it down. We released an update that sped it back up to actually faster than the 1.0 version.
Right.
And we put our next update with a few more currencies on hold to kind of focus on getting recognized and finished for CSUN. So we'll go back to adding a few more currencies there for Money Reader.
Was there some pushback with the app culture when you bumped the price from $1.99 to $9.99? Was that a planned move, or that how it was going to be all along? Or
we released at $1.99 as kind of a way to just say, hey, we're here, check us out. We think we're doing something really cool, and get our name out there, which we did. The company isn't sustainable at that kind of price.
So that was never the intent to always keep it.
No.
Right.
I mean, there would be no hotel at that price. Even at $9.99, we're not,
And after you got to pay off Apple and everybody else and keep you guys employed and everything else as well. You are...
To kind of expand a little bit on that, accessibility on the iPhone is still a very, very new frontier, and there's still a relatively small user base. What we're seeing is a lot of people flocking to the iPhone now. So as time goes on, adoption will increase, and that's what we're kind of here for, to really support it now in the early times and be there when it becomes a lot more adopted and a lot more used.
Which I also suppose would be the reason at this point you don't feel as looking at Android or other operating systems, you don't have enough of a user base to explore that at this point.
Yeah, exactly. We do get requests for Android every once in a while, but looking at that operating system, it's not accessible like the iPhone out of the box. You have to go out and pay $100 for an accessibility software that, frankly, just isn't as good as VoiceOver.
Yep.
Some people, disagree with that, but from what we're seeing, there's a fraction of the users on Android as there are on iPhone, and it just, we're better off working on adding features to Recognizer and perfecting the technology in the app. And once Android catches up in terms of accessibility, we'll release. We have the technology working in a raw format on Android, so we'd be able to do it when the time's appropriate.
Okay. Great. If people want to get more information about Looktel, what's the best way to do that?
The website's great, looktel.com, or check it out in the App Store. Download the app and play with it.
And just one L, correct?
What's that?
Looktel.
Looktel, one L. LOOKTEL.
You have a Twitter?
We do have a Twitter. It's just Looktel.
All right.
At Looktel.
Okay.
And we have a Facebook page as well. So check us out on Twitter, on Facebook. We'd love to get a little more of the community involved.
Any future plans, next apps? You going to expand on the object recognition, or are you just going to you have a completely new thing coming out, or?
The object recognition will always be a focus for us. We do have some other projects. We have a few projects, actually,
right.
In the works. Right now, our next app is probably going to be focused around GPS and building something that's a lot more usable for visually impaired and blind users.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably release a little more information about that in the weeks to come, and hopefully have something available by the end of summer.
Okay.
And there's a few other, you know, few other ideas we're building right now and experimenting in alpha and beta testing,
right.
Like giving users the ability to connect to other users remotely via, you know, video or
sure.
Things.
Okay.
Right. Nothing guaranteed there.
Right.
You know, it really comes down to if the users want it, need it, and how the community
sure.
reacts.
Great. Well, hey, thank you so much.
Sure.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys. Copyright 2012.